Everyone who gave us their memories were born in the 1920s and 1930s, so they all have memories of the war. The memories include those who went away to fight, the heavy bombing and air raid shelters, the Home Guard. In spite of everything, people did enjoy the war years when they weren't actually being bombed. A sea of memories, I'm drifting back to you.
Years of the war that I remember was we experienced the build-up to the war. We were all hoping that it would never happen, but I can see in my mind's eye now Chamberlain coming down from that aeroplane. We were all gathered round the radio, and there he was waving this piece of paper, and we thought, oh, thank God, we're going to be all right. But we weren't all right. I was 17 when the war started. You know, what was it they used to say? We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, and then we heard the Siegfried Line had been taken, so there was nowhere to wash down the washing out. The day after the war started, my mother joined the ARP, my sister joined the ARP, my brother was in the Territorials, who were stationed on Carter's Green, and they were the first lot out and into France.
My name's Lillian Finch. I don't remember much about the war. I was two. But I can remember there used to be big guns on Stone Cross, the back of Stone Cross Cinema. There was a great big field there. Whenever the guns used to go off, you used to have this table, high table, with four legs. I used to run, so you can tell how tall I was. I used to run under this table and sit under the table until the guns had stopped. We'd got this Anderson shelter, and my brothers and my dad took this chest of drawers down, and the bottom chest of drawers was my bed. And one day, they lost me. They had the police out and everything. Couldn't find me. They hadn't looked in the Anderson shelter. I got down the shelter and I was fast asleep in this bottom drawer. But anyway, that's my memory of the war.
And the Anderson shelters, I think they reckon they needed 72,000 in West Bromwich to cope with the population, according to the Air Raid Precautions Act of 1939. We didn't have one. We used to share it in Gibson's next room.
They built a big air raid shelter in the gardens.
They built surface shelters as well.
Brick built one, yes.
Yeah. Where?
In the streets? Well, there were two in Lake Street.
Yeah.
Where are you, Silly?
Quite a few.
One at the top and one at the bottom. You went the nearest one. Yeah.
There's still one in existence, Red Lion.
I've got happy memories of Manor Road as well during the war years because Dad was at the factory, and so he couldn't go join the forces. And so they went to air raid wardens, did they, something
or fire
night.
Wardens, yeah.
And
fire
I know, matches. Yeah. And we got these Anderson shelters, because every garden had one then, didn't they? And when the sirens went, at first, before we had the shelter, we had to go under the stairs. And we used to love it because we used to have oranges and apples and fruit, and we'd got our little mattress and our blankets and pillows under the stairs. But then I think they must have built the Anderson shelters because we always had to go in those.
When the Home Guard was formed, my dad was, I think, I won't say this is categorically, but he was amongst the very first to be enrolled. He was disgusted because he was too old to join in the war, because he had been in the King's Dragoon Guards. He went into the Home Guard, and I joined the fire service. And it wasn't until I was 17 then, and it wasn't until 12 months later that I realised I'd been in the fire service 12 months before I legally and officially could really be there, because I was 18 then. And they said, well, you're 19. I said, no, I'm not, I'm 18. And I remember because I was only a volunteer, of course. I was too young to be a paid member of the fire service. And of course then it was the ARP It was the NFS like it was later on. But they were happy days, and I used to do a job during the day, and I'd get the 5 to 7 bus up into Paradise Street, where the fire station was then, and enrol, and we sat in front of the boxes, the phone exchange, and took calls from all over the place. And of course, you'd get a yellow saying that they were on their way, and you'd get a red saying they were here. And the one night they really were here, because that was the night they dropped the big landmine in Richard Street South. I don't remember much of that because I was on duty, and if you were on duty, you didn't have time to go gawping.
Yeah, when I was evacuated, we went to my dad's bungalow in Bewdley, and I used to have to go down to Ribbonhall School. And their air raid shelter was the cellars of the Black Boy.
Oh,
yes. And the quick way to get down there was down the beer chute. Oh, I mean, that was great fun. Good big slide right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a 3.5 mile walk to school in the morning and 3.5 mile walk back at night along unlit roads.
Mm. Do you remember the blackout you say in unlit roads where the bus conductors had these little lights on the shoulder straps?
With a little triangular shade over the top. Yeah.
Mind you, they used to have these little racks with the ticketing, weren't they? And ping, ping, and that was it, you know. Yeah.
Rationing, well, yes, it did hit you pretty badly, but we got by because, as I say, everybody shared. If Hipkins were getting some offal in, well, somebody had babysit while you went and got your offal, sort of thing, you know? And by Jove, if you heard that Bradsworth, the greengrocer in West Bromwich, had got some oranges, you went and queued all night. That was great. And then when you got them, what did you do with them? oh dear, what a life. It was lovely. True Brits like we were, we got through it.
Because, you know, I said I went to Charnement Junior and Infant, and of course the war started during those years. And when we were in the juniors, we used to have to go have a practice going down into the underground tunnels. And it was all this dank smell, and you've got these wall lights. But when we were there, we sort of, each class had got their allocated spot. And then we used to sing and that. But I went on some agency teaching to Holyhead School quite some years ago. And I was saying about my memories of these underground passages and that. And I said, oh, I suppose they fill them all in now. And they said, no, what they do is they fill them with smoke and the firemen practice going through.
I know the air raid shelters in Hampstead were still there.
And my sister said, her little granddaughter, that they take them down occasionally through these tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told the children they were going to switch off the light to show them just what pitch black meant.
Yes, yes.
And they did. And, of course, all the screams went up, you know, and that. But just for a split second. And it's interesting, isn't it, that this is going on.
It was a great place for the young ladies at the time to meet the youngs as well. The place was absolutely... If I said crawling with the youngs, it sounds derogatory, and I wouldn't want to be derisory to them because they were great people. I do believe a lot of them were camped not far from here. You know, as you go along Quislet Road, the Fiesi Estate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do believe, although I've never looked into it, that all those houses were commandeered by the military.
Oh, were they?
And a lot of the youngs were billeted there. Probably a couple of dozen to a house or something that probably lay on the floor. But with British as well. Of course, a lot came to the town and looked around when I was off duty and chatted the girls up if they could. And I remember my mother, who was only a young woman at the time, of course, being followed by one. The toilets were in Dartmouth Square then. Underground, do you remember that?
Yes, I do, yes.
She said, come on, we're going down here. I said, oh, I don't want to go, Mum. We're going down here. We stood in the ladies' toilet down there for some time. As when she come back up, this young had gone.